All right, so let's get into it because I want to get this fucking out of the way. You know what I mean? And since you're here, which a lot of people are surprised that you are, but you are here, let's mention this. Let's get into it right off the bat. Last week, I was crying like a fucking bitch, like a severe bitch, like a big baby, and I had a lot of people tell me, hey, you're crying like a bitch. I said, I am a bitch. I'm a big, fat bitch.
And I'm a dick.
You are a dick. You are a fucking... You won this year's Asshole of the Year. The Manic Metal Asshole of the Year.
Well, you're the bitch of the decade, so what's your point?
You are a fucking verga, dude. So what I want to ask you right off the bat, dude. Right off the bat. Because a lot of things happened last week that I'm still very upset about. And I'm sure the rest of the world knows as well. Because I made it very, very clear.
I sold the Neil Diamond tickets.
You sold my Neil Diamond tickets. Can you believe that, guys? Is this guy a fucking asshole or what? Look at Bloody Buff. He's all happy and shit.
Here's the thing. I only got the seed for selling the Neil Diamond tickets when I called Jimmy Cabs up Tuesday morning and said, dude, my dad's not doing... You need to be up there, dude. Sell the tickets. So the first words out of his mouth.
No.
Yes,
no,
they were. No, don't lie.
We know what?
You need to sell those tickets is what you said.
No. That's that hustling spin you do. But real quick, I want to ask you. Do you really want to hurt me, dude? Do you really want to hurt my feelings?
Dude, but I mean, could you seriously? My dad paid for those tickets. Could you have gone to Neil Diamond and enjoyed yourself while that man was in the hospital?
Here's the deal. Let's get into
really?
This. Let's get into this now, because this is something that goes way beyond the tickets, all right?
And the reason I didn't tell you is because if they didn't sell when they were...
Because you're a scumbag?
No, because if they didn't sell... If they didn't sell when I put them on Craigslist, I was going to give them to you anyway, but they sold.
No. Let's get into something real quick here, because this is very interesting. You do know that Neil Diamond is... You do know that I was really looking forward to that, right?
I do.
You do,
so
right?
So was I. I was looking forward to that.
You do know that Neil Diamond is very, very close in my heart, right? He's like a performer that I really enjoy.
But are you saying he's more important than my dad?
Hang on. Let's put a fucking muzzle on that fucker so I get my point across here. Your dad was ill. Very understandable.
Very ill. In the hospital.
Very understandable. But let's go back to March and April. Do you remember that it was a festivity that was held in my honor, which was my birthday,
yeah.
Even though it wasn't on my birthday, but I found that ironic.
I got my dad to pay for those tickets for your birthday, yes.
Right. But do you remember that you took a collection at that show?
Oh, we got $19.
Okay.
Those tickets were $250.
Okay, but you did take a collection, right?
Yeah, we bought rounds with it at the end of the night.
Is that what happened to that money?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is why I'm upset. Everyone's under the impression that I'm upset because I didn't go to the concert, which is valid. It's true. I was very, very pissed, especially since I waited months in advance for that. But what pisses me off more and what really fucking really set me off is that you fucking lied to me. And I've told you in person in our own private conversations, you have certain traits that I do not like about you. I don't like the fact that you're a hustler. I don't like the fact that I don't like the fact that you scumbag. You have scumbag traditions. I don't like the fact that you freeload off people. Do you recall me telling you that?
Dude, why are we doing this on the air?
Because we do everything on the air.
Do you have traits that I don't like? If we're going to go back on it, fucking dick.
I am a dick.
I'm a whiny bitch.
Whiny bitch.
So it's all good.
We work well together. As a matter of fact, last week I even went out. I even acknowledged and I honestly told people the way my personality is. You know, people think that I'm an asshole or that I'm unapproachable. I'm a very shy person, dude. I'm not a sociable person because I keep to myself. Hence, you're a very, very friendly person. People love you're like I've compared you to like a Saint Bernard. You know, you come up, everybody wants to pet you. And everybody loves the Saint Bernard until the fucking slobbering gets all over you, the hair gets all over you. Then you just want the fucking dog to get away. What I don't like, though, is those traits that I just mentioned. Okay?
I don't like that you whine like a bitch, but I put up with it.
And I did not know that you are a fucking liar and a deceiver. You lied to me.
All I told you was I didn't tell you I sold the tickets, man.
You lied to me. You didn't tell me, hey, come by my pad on Thursday, or that I was flying out.
Yeah.
No. Let me correct myself.
I told you that because I didn't want to.
Come by my pad on Wednesday because I'm flying out Thursday.
Yes,
do you recall that? Now, you're mentioning that I told you sell the tickets. The exact thing that I told you was...
You need to sell those tickets.
I said, hey,
and I quote,
hey,
end quote.
And I said, hey, maybe you should sell those tickets. And then instantly you're like, yo! Which means that those tickets were already either sold or they were pending or that you never even got them.
No, I got the tickets.
Okay, well, here's the deal. You lied to me.
I wouldn't have got to NorCal if I didn't.
You lied to me. You told me that your mom bought you that plane ticket, that you had bought a bus ticket, and that your mom upgraded it. Lie number one. Right? Did you tell me that?
Right.
You're a fucking liar. You're a scumbag. You lied to me.
Well, you're a scumbag, too. What's your point, man?
You lied to me, dude. That's the point. You lied to me.
Because I didn't want to hear you fucking whine.
Well, here's the deal. Here we are being subversive radio. We're supposed to be comrades, a rebellious unit against the fucking world. And you bullshit me? You bullshit me? How can you do that? You're supposed to be my friend and you bullshit me? Knowing the demeanor, the personality, and the way I think. You lied to me? If you would have just told me, hey, dude, you know what?
I sold the tickets.
I'm going to sell these tickets, dude. I'm going to sell these tickets. I would have been pissed. I would have talked shit. But I wouldn't be irate. I wouldn't have lost that trust that I had with you. I wouldn't have lost the respect that I had for you. No, dude. You lied to me. That's the point. That's what I'm addressing.
Hey, are we done now?
That's the issue. No, dude, because this is my show. I'm filling in for somebody. So when I'm on this seat, this is my show, dude. You don't dictate it. You don't tell me what to do. Okay? Point number two. Rumors.
You're about ready to get your ass kicked on your show.
Listen, you know what's funny? I expect that. Anytime you want to jump over that console, feel free, dude. Because let me tell you something. It ain't that easy. But let me address number two, dude. This is what really, really set me off. Okay? Is that instead of being straight up with me, for some reason, you just thought, like what you do socially, hustle people. Hey, that's your business. That's your shit. But you took a collection on that day. And whether it was $19 or $20 or a dollar, people gave you money, dude, because they thought that was going towards this cause. And that's the problem I have, number two. I do not want you hustling my audience. I do not want you disrespecting my audience. Anything that's associated with me or this show, I will not tolerate, dude. Straight up. Okay?